This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Bigger, Stronger, Faster is a new documentary about steroids by someone with intimate knowledge. The filmmaker is a former steroid user. Reporter Karen Michelle visited Chris Bell and his family, and she has this story of how a kid with an innocent upbringing turned to performance-enhancing drugs.
Chris Bell is in his 30s and lives in L.A. As a kid, his idols were huge. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, the Hulk, Spider-Man, and Captain America.
They've all went through some sort of transformation that's very similar to what happens when somebody takes steroids. So they become like superhuman. I interviewed some pro bodybuilders, and they all said the same thing. They're all inspired by comic books. For me and my brothers, it was more the visuals of like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and Hulk Hogan.
I wanted to tear off my shirt and be ripped, tanned, and larger than life. But in reality, I was a fat, pale kid from Poughkeepsie.
But Bell worked out, and he became the strongest kid in his school. At the time, he says he didn't take steroids.
I couldn't ask for a better mom. She did everything for her three boys. We went to church three times a week, and she even taught Sunday school.
In the style of Michael Moore, Chris Bell puts himself at the core of his film, which, not surprisingly, was produced by the same folks who produced Fahrenheit 9/11 and Bowling for Columbine. Bigger, Stronger, Faster never says, these are the good guys and those are the bad ones. Filmmaker Bell neither supports nor condemns the use of performance-enhancing drugs, but he does tell us a lot about them.
A lot of educational films try to scare kids into conducting behavior in the way that society says that they should conduct their behavior. And in our film says, hey, look, you know, we've looked at all the studies, we've examined them up and down, and here's the truth about steroids. And so a lot of people actually don't like that because it's not maybe as negative as they would like it to be.
Stay-at-home mom Rosemary remembers when Chris told her he was making a film.
At one point he said he wanted to talk to us about steroids. I thought he would tell us that they never tried them and that they were all natural as they always had been.
In a key scene, all three brothers are home for dinner with the parents in their apartment in Poughkeepsie.
I only cooked 2 pounds. I hope it's enough.
There's oldest brother Mike, called Mad Dog, youngest brother Mark, nicknamed Smelly, and filmmaker Chris.
When I went to USC, I didn't do any drugs. I didn't do anything. So like,
but you're a good boy.
Well, then I got to a point where I actually tried steroids. I tried Winstrol, which is injections.
You injected a needle in yourself?
It's just in the muscle.
Yeah, because you get to a point where you're like, I'm kind of getting out of shape. I don't feel like I used to. The reason I stopped doing it was because I thought it was immoral. I thought it was so wrong. And like, what if my parents found out I did this?
I think it's really hard to hear that you tried them and everything. But
for you, it's not hard for me.
What I'm saying is that it's hard to hear it. And what about Mark?
I mean, soon we learned that Mark and Mike are still using steroids.
I want people to know that our boys are much more than having tried steroids. And I don't want anyone to wipe out what my boys are about by that word. So it crushed me to my soul that they would try something like that, because not only did we bring them up not to try anything like that, but with God and church, which is very important to me. And not that I don't sin. We all have a problem. Everybody falls short, you know. But I just was so surprised that they would go down that road.
I really thought muscles were going to be the answer. But all they got me was a job selling gym memberships.
After he got his degree at USC, Chris got a job at Gold's Gym in Venice, California. His father was not pleased. But it was that experience that led to the idea of the film. And good chunks of it take place in Gold's, where we meet a 50-year-old bodybuilder.
How long have you been here?
Since 1980. Chris Arnold was on the scene, and Arnold, nobody had ever seen anybody that looked like Arnold. Sylvester Stallone had just done the Rocky movies, and he was the type of guy that I could relate to.
Paul even got a chance to work with Sly in Over the Top.
I should be able to blow them away real easy.
I couldn't believe the dream was coming true.
And did you get a chance to do it again?
No, but I'm hoping to get back in shape to be able to make that a reality. You can be on the street one day, and you can be in a penthouse the next. Anything's possible.
In Bigger, Stronger, Faster, we see that Paul lives in a van in the parking lot of the gym. I went to Gold's, hoping to find him. His camper wasn't in the lot, but parked just outside on the street. There were 8 vans and campers. Paul clearly wasn't alone. And that's pretty much the point of the film and its subtitle, The Side Effects of Being American.
To me, it was, you know, definitely this idea of that's what America was all about, being bigger, stronger, faster, than everyone else.
No matter what you have to do or what it does to you. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.